Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues and the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. Today won't be no different. Before we get started, we have the Crotch Shot Radio Show Cougar to,
Wow.
There you go, baby. There you go. What the hell is going on here with this shit? Alrighty. Anyways, we're gonna get started today, but started a little war on this website called OKCupid. I decided to post some articles pertaining to a few of my philosophies on dating. The first one, which got like 38 comments, I'm going to read the comments. Apparently, people don't like it when you tell the truth about women. They don't like it. They just like, oh, well, men are the only gender that could be slammed. Oh, only men are bad. Only men are bad. And you know what? That's one of the first things I always hear. Oh, well, men do this, men do that. Yeah, well, you know what? There's a billion and a half other shows, magazine articles, movies that's all they do is bash men and paint men as stupid morons. And, you know, women are the smart ones. Women, oh, we always get the best of them. Or like in some sitcoms, we have them cowering. Men scared of their wives, like, oh shit, I did something wrong. My wife, I'm gonna get in trouble with my wife. So they paint them as, okay, well, they gotta lie and sneak around or else for minor shit. And I'm like, look, I'm not saying that guys are smarter or dumber or women are dumber than men. No, I'm not saying that. Never saying that. I'm just saying that, look, if you're with a woman that's gonna yell at you and curse you out for making a mistake, and I mean a minor mistake, okay, you accidentally dropped the plate. I think that falls under spousal abuse, because if you turn the tables and you start yelling at your wife for every little thing, she'll leave you for verbal abuse, and she'll divorce you for verbal abuse. But anyways. This is a blog that I wrote, like, some time ago after I got my balls handed to me. Thanks, OJ. After I got my balls handed to me. By love and shit. And basically the bullshit of women. And I just started writing down the hypocrisy of the whole male-female relationships. I personally feel that I don't have to put up with it. What I like to do is whenever there's something I don't agree with, and, you know, I've always done this, I want to expose it. But I find it funny how this feminist-controlled country just, you know, it really is. I mean, that song said, it's a man's world. No, it really isn't. Because really look at the laws here. A woman could just walk into any police station accusation without any proof, and just say, oh, he raped me, he raped me, with tears in her eyes, dude's getting locked up for 10 to 20. Bottom line, no proof, no evidence, just, judge, she's crying, she wouldn't be crying for no reason, would she? Of course she would. I mean, I've already done shows where, you know, about false rape allegations, Duke lacrosse team, and you know, she was found out to be a liar because her story didn't add up, and luckily for the guys there, the other stripper that was at that party said, wait, there was no rape. But those guys' lives were still ruined by that whole thing. Because no matter what, they're still going to be the rapists. Or, I mean, I don't know if anyone's ever seen this video. Seen the video of these guys, of these girls in a cab. And they didn't have money to pay the cab. So the guy was like, yo, you got to pay me. You got to pay me. How are you going to pay me? They're like, we're just going to tell the cops that you raped us. And luckily for him, he had a camera with a mic in his cab. And, I mean, you know. And then here I am. I personally was talking to this chick that I met online. Yeah, I know. Probably gonna hear, oh, what are you doing meeting chicks online? Wait, why not? It's year 2010. That's another place to pick up chicks. And she goes and says, she asked me, how tall are you? Well, I told her I'm 5'8". And, oh, I wear heels. This is not gonna work. So I only date guys that are 6 foot or higher. I'm like, but you're 5'6". Yeah, but I wear real high heels. I'm like, oh, shit, the one thing I can't change. She's like, you're a nice guy, you're real cute, but you're too short. It's like, oh, you bitch. Because, I mean, and really, and the way I'm thinking is, if you turn the tables and say, oh, well, you're too tall, or you're too short, you're too this, guys would be reamed for being that shallow. Reamed. Just be like, oh, come on. I mean, I knew when my aunt set me up on a, you know, and then I remember when my aunt set me up on this date, blind date, didn't send me a picture. She's like, well, she got a real nice personality and all that. And I go meet her. She's damn near dressed in drag. Yeah, she was dressed up like a man. It looked like she had a man's clothes and all that, and I mean, that's the one thing that bothered me. Yeah, she was a big girl, but, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't mind that much. I don't. I mean, as long as the bunt ain't covering the cunt, I got no problems. And what I mean by that is, if there's like a layer of fat that covers the vagina, that then I got the problems. Then. But other than that, I mean, I'm like, and she's like, oh. I already sensed the crazy off of her. I mean, towards the beginning of the night, I'm like, oh, crap, for real? Yeah. I was staring at her sister-in-law, believe it or not, because it was a double date with her and her brother and her sister. I was staring at her sister-in-law's ass the whole time because she was dressed real feminine. Real sexy. And I was like, what the fuck? So afterwards, I ended up having to leave the date early because I was like, you know what, fuck this. I mean, especially when she said, oh, I'm waiting to get married for sex. I'm like, oh, hell no. Then my aunt says, oh, well, you guys have a lot in common. You know, you guys are both Christians. I'm like, well, she's not my Christian that I grew up with, and I don't practice anymore. Oh, yeah, well, you guys both do security, and you're both fat. I'm like, ugh. And I'm like, aunt, would you set your son up with this chick? No, because my son likes skinny. I'm like, look, me and your son have the same taste. I mean, look, but then again, and then she busts out like, oh, why are you being so shallow? You really shouldn't be so picky. Why the fuck not? Why the fuck can't I be picky? So, I mean, it's just fucking frustrating to me. It's like, okay, so I have to be willing to be flexible to go out with a chick that I have no physical attraction to and just muster it up, waste my money taking her out, not even get any ass. And I mean, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, well, you only go out for... Yeah, you know what? The point of dating is, A, to get laid. I mean, and I'm not trying to just deal with that bullshit over and over and over and over and over again. So she decides that, oh, well, you know, this is the right thing to do. I mean, really, I mean, if you think about it, her doing that is really the same way, like, you, oh, I don't want to be taken advantage of, but I'll take advantage of you by you taking me out, showing me places, showing me a good time, spending all your time with me, because, you know, I'm a girl and my time is worth more than yours. Okay, you might not be sleeping with me, but I'm actually paying for your time to hang out with me. That's called an escort. If I wanted that, I will hire an escort and have a pretty chick hanging on my arm. If that's what I wanted. But, you know, but hey, you know, this whole stupidity with, you know, hey, you know, you gotta worry about your feelings and you have to like find love. You have to have feelings. No, we're animals. We're animals. Seriously. The point of human beings is to fuck. That's it. Fuck. Dogs don't have feelings. Dogs don't fall in love with each other. After they're done fucking, after dogs are done fucking, sometimes the dog will start fucking another bitch. And really, I'm using the term bitch correctly. I mean, by bitch, I mean female dog. It's just too much time to say female dog, but, you know, you guys know what I mean. But anyways, back to this whole thing with OkCupid. I decided to, I'm gonna read this real quick here. I wrote this like some time ago, you know, I didn't really give a fuck about syntax or grammar, so bear with me. Again, this is like, 6 years old, I think this is. In all my short years of dating, I have encountered many types of women. Either whom I've dated or who are platonic friends. It just seems many women have the same characteristics. These characteristics always inspire the same questions. Why is she being so damn mysterious and at the same time expecting me to understand her? What caused her to flip the bitch switch so suddenly? Why be my friend if you're just going to drop me as soon as you find another man? Why aren't I good enough to be your man to begin with? Why play games? Why is there a double standard? They want so much out of a guy, even though they are willing to give up nothing. Most women act so mysterious. They all of a sudden change their behavior and act snippy toward their boyfriend or husband. If treating them like crap isn't enough, you ladies will expect us to know why you're pissed off. And if we try to make you feel better, you snap at us and yell at us like we are children. You ladies stay quiet. It stays so quiet, it gets frustrating. Yet, if we did that to you, you girls will be crying or calling your brother or any male you know to come kick our asses. Ladies, we guys are not psychics. We are not Mel Gibson from What Women Want. In fact, Mel Gibson is not Mel Gibson from What Women Want. Most guys, if approached in a non-argumentative way, will listen and fix whatever is pissing you off. Most guys want to make you ladies happy. Just give us the info. What is the bad boy fantasy that you broads have? So let me get this straight. You guys will dump a man who treats you right and get with a guy who will treat you like a slut or just couldn't give a shit about you. Okay, that makes sense. In my example, I was with a girl who I cared about and treated very well and would take out and show her a good time. Then after a month of going out, she started acting like a bitch towards me and she wouldn't tell me why. I didn't know what the change was till I went to visit her in her apartment and caught her blowing her ex-boyfriend, who happened to be a drug dealer and who cheated on her, but here she was on her knees sucking him off. Then she called me the same day saying it was my fault. When I asked how is it my fault, she couldn't tell me. It was a secret, and it wasn't for penis size at least, LOL. I truly believe men and women can't just be friends, mainly because women are both inconsiderate and irrational. A woman can be your best friend for years, but as fast as you flip a light switch, they turn into your biggest enemy. Worst of all, they know all the shit you confide in them, so they decide to have a bad day, they throw all your shit in your face. Sometimes instead of telling you they don't want you calling them anymore, most women will bitch out, curse out guys who would take a bullet for them. It usually happens when she finds a boyfriend because no woman can abuse two men at once. I mean, why be mean? Just say that you can't be our friends anymore for whatever stupid reason. You ladies call us pigs, but you're the ones who cheat the most. And it is said that a woman cheats because she is not getting something at home. I can tell you and watch any Maury show episode, women cheat because they want their cake and eat it too. Women want honesty, but they're the biggest liars. I mean, it's bad enough that when they fuck up, it's still our fault. But when we divorce them, they get half our shit. That's not even mentioning if we have bastards with them and pay child support for 21 years. I mean, that money is supposed to be used to support the kids. Not for her to buy goddamn Louis Vuitton purses and support her crackheaded new boyfriend. When it comes down to it, women want it in every type of relationship. But they don't want to risk anything. Even if you make it risk-free, they are still not happy. I mean, damn, women are never happy. They want a tall guy that's 10 feet taller than them, or they want a guy with money, but they get mad if he works too much. The stupidest thing I hear is that they want a guy with a huge dick, but they get mad if it hurts their womb because their pussies couldn't handle it. It just comes down to that. All women are cunts. Again, I wrote this some time ago, so don't get mad at me. Don't get mad. Oh, man. And I'm going to read the comments that I got after this. I got like 39 comments. It's hilarious. Turns out that all women are cunts and should all just shut up and suck a dick and take it up every hole. I say, end the women's suffrage. Women should just wear condoms and fuck them and leave them. They just keep pushing it. It's no wonder certain men beat them. They inspire us men to revolt. I say, gentlemen, let's just knock them down a peg or two and take back the definition of manhood. Sex with women, sports, and going to strip clubs. Again, this was like before. Again. So, first question I got. Oh, man. Yeah, first comment I got. It sounds like you're dating the wrong women. Don't do that. Yeah, very sage advice there. Sage advice. The main ones are why they did this. They select me and what? What? Okay, anyways, if anybody wants to call in, feel free.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yeah. Next one is from Robot Girl. I second what Sharper said. It also sounds like the women you're befriending aren't much better, if any better at all, than the ones you date. You can be angry that you think these women have unreasonable standards. Perhaps you should question your own standards if these are the women you choose as friends and dates. Well, here's the thing. I mean, I gotta answer that. Cause I mean, a lot of women, especially the time I wrote this, they hide their true selves until it's too late for me to just like, oh crap. I mean, I've gotten a lot better at figuring out a crazy bitch like way ahead of time now. But at that time, I was like 18, 19 when I wrote that. I was getting screwed. I mean, this was after the time I got accused of rape myself by the chick that wanted to be a lesbian. So, I mean, I wrote this like damn right, like a couple months after that, still fucking burnt, still fucking pissed, angry that I spent all that money, thinking that I was being the nice guy because, you know, she didn't want to hold my hand, she didn't want to kiss, she wasn't ready, so she's like, oh, I'll be ready soon, you know, just wait, and I'm like, okay, fine. No, she just needed an excuse to tell her family that she has a boyfriend, so that way they would quit questioning her about being a dyke. So again, that's my response to Robot Girl. Here's the next one. It's SAG44. You know, I logically know there are people out there like this. It's depressing to actually find them. OP, I'm not going to respond to any of your points in particular, but I just want to say that you are an angry, angry person until you figure out why you're going nowhere. I can tell you why I'm an angry, angry person. Because I try so hard and got so far. In the end, it doesn't even matter. That's pretty much it. You know. And here's this douchebag again, you know, trying to earn brownie points off me. So that way he could try to get a date. But like, look, I'm a nice guy. Look, yeah, I'm a nice guy. He's a mean bastard. Don't, you know, no, he probably knows full well I'm right. But I managed to have women as friends and date women too. Some women I previously dated have become very good friends. I'm not 100% sure about why I seem to manage this, but the OP doesn't, but I have a sneaking hunch it may be because I don't refer to any of them as sluts or cunts or bitches. Suggest they should be beaten or raped or go on about dick size over and over again. Like I say, just a hunch. Yeah, alright, here's another one. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's plagiarism. Come on, Louis B. With Google, this kind of thing is easy to spot, especially when you copy a famous sport. This is a whole rant, obviously, Al Gore's Nobel acceptance speech. You just changed a few words, and now you're trying to pass this on. I mean, look. Oh, man. Okay, now that was pretty funny. Yeah, I know. How could you think no one would catch that? The original speech is on the internet. Am I the only one who knows just the similarity? Wow. Oops. So, yeah. Yep. Next one. Here we go. This bitch comes out. Oh, gee, what a terrific friend you make. Why aren't I good enough to be your man to begin with? Lose weight. Oh, that's witty. Wow. Can't spell lose weight. You don't have to have a very nice attitude and you're not attractive. Why don't they want to date you, want you? Who the hell knows? See? And that just proves my point on how shallow they are. You know, it's like, okay, oh, it's about looks. Oh, okay, fine. Lose weight. You're too short. This is a chick. Crispy crap. Like, wow. Okay. That's great. Yeah. Very nice. Very freaking nice. It's like, oh, we're going to go with the low blows because I got nothing smart to say. Here's another one. The common factor in all your experiences is you. I don't think you are dating or befriending the wrong women. I think you expect this sort of behavior and consciously or unconsciously make it happen. So you're on a dating site and you post a journal article like that, you aren't going to make any friends or find the right woman that way. You seriously need an attitude adjustment or a psychiatrist. No, you really need to be thrown down a flight of stairs. And apparently, again, you just don't want to see it. See this as true? Like, oh no, it's not the women's problem, it's yours. It's not the fact that there is a cultural type attitude that the media says is correct for women to act and to treat men like you know, total douchebags, act aloof and all that. No, let's just blame the person and not society that creates these bitches. Like, no one consciously or unconsciously tries to find women that are fucked up. No, I refuse to believe that. I didn't look for them. I was like, ah, shit. It's always too late. I'm like, ah, damn. Again, now I've gotten a little better about the whole thing. Yeah, so anyways, here it comes. Here's another one. Okay, just got to scroll here. Here's another one. All men in this... wait. Another crisis of masculinity, full referencing incorrectly Rush Limbaugh. Wasn't referencing Rush Limbaugh. I didn't even know who Rush Limbaugh was when I wrote this, but they didn't know that. Men who are overly concerned with masculinity and femininity tend to be highly insecure, in my opinion. Just real men. Real men just get on with it. Really? Not really. I mean, they're not around for the discussions. The discussions I've had with other men about, yeah, you know, these bitches are fucking fucked up. They want this, and this, and that. But they, you know, they fucking look like Houdin Iran. Like, I see freaking black chicks that look like John Henry from the WWE. Google that if you don't know. And they go up to a group of guys like, look at my fat ass. No, bitch, that's freaking Little Debbie powered ass. That's not a nice ass when, you know, that shit, when you have to grow it with sugar. Hell, you don't see me walking up to a group of women like, hey, babies, look at my cake, I'm sexy. No, of course not. That's just stupid. So, yeah. So anyways, yeah, I mean, and most of the women that are commenting here are in their 30s and their 40s. And, again, they just, you know. It's just, wow. Of course, they like to make assumptions like, oh, you pay for sex. Oh, you should turn gay if that's how you feel. It's like, how that's a fucking option. Really, like, that's a fucking option. Here's another post. This is another post. I've already read this, so I'm not going to read it again. It's the currency of attraction. Basically, I boil it all down to the lowest common denominator. Basically saying that all women, and for that matter, men can be bought by certain characteristics and stuff like that. But, you know, this lady, I made the fact that women like to date bad boys because they have, a lot of women like to date bad boys because they just want to be dominated. You know, so she's like, so this chick is like, oh, if you really think all women want to be dominated, no wonder you have no luck with women. You're lucky to have, you haven't been tasered or shot yet. Yay, look at that. Yeah, whoo. Woo! Wow. Got me. Next twat goes, because a statistically insignificant amount of women proposed to Richard Ramirez, all women like bad boys? I never really referenced Richard Ramirez, but look, you know, it's who has the most chicks, really? Drug dealers? Gangsters? You know, come on. But because anyways, women are vain. Women need you to have money. I'm guessing there are a few reasons you haven't had the luck you seek. You allege humor or an intelligence, alleged since they are not on display here, can't buy you a date. Way to completely cheapen any interest a woman may have in you. So Hey. Love it. What? So. Hey, the best things in life are free, right? So love is free. I mean, if you got to pay for love, then. Which I say you got it. No one just up and loves you for no apparent reason. Anyways, but then I'm saying that as a woman with a demonstrably intelligent and funny mate, clearly I'm with him. Well, wait a minute. If she got a boyfriend, why the fuck is she on a dating site? Aha! Aha! She has a mate, but she's on a fucking dating site because she's not fully happy. She's constantly looking for more. OkCupid is not a social networking site. It's not. Why? Just hilarious to me. But then I'm saying that as a woman, okay, I'm not with him because I adore and appreciate him because I am purchased. I purchased him as well, I am sure. Yeah, of course, it goes the other way around. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, but again, I don't date men. I don't know what women go through with men. I just know what men go through with women because, A, I've gone through them myself and I've discussed this with other people, other guys. I wouldn't date someone with this attitude and the other lack of intuition. I don't understand people who do date with such a lack of emotional understanding or of themselves or the people around them. It's emotionally dangerous. Okay, first of all, I'm not a faggot. It's more that, oh, you got a feminine side bullshit that you hear so much. Can't get in contact with your feminine side. Oh, why don't... No. Yin, you know, I truly believe yin and yang. or at least, you know, my understanding of yin and yang. They're opposites. Men are opposite from women. Opposites attract. Which means men do not have feminine sides and women do not have masculine sides. They don't. If they did, then we would all be transvestites. Be walking around with both male and female genitalia, and no, that ain't the way. There wouldn't be no such thing as gender roles, which proves that if they don't follow gender roles, everything turns to crap. The emotions, you gotta be emotional. Why? Emotions slow you down. Like, oh my god. My life is such crap. No. No. Anyway, this old bitch comes out. Harpy 61. She's 49 years old. Very old. Very, very, very old. God damn it, very old. Yeehaw! So damn old. She's all crusty. She's a crusty old bitch. She goes, biggest pile of crap I've ever read. Not really, there's a lot of crap on the internet, but this is still a steaming heap. Why would I date a man with no qualities? Of course not, see? Haha, prove my fucking point. Proves my fucking point. Hey, we got Joy Behar. Joy Behar. And we got cool guy on here who actually made me curse out a check for him. Didn't tell me the whole story, which was hilarious, and he still had to pay to take her out. Good job. Good job, Benji. So, actually, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. We'll be right back.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth
has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only, in association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
We're back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls and sometimes in the twats. Anyways, yeah, this one chick here, we're back to the comments here. She's like, oh, I'm glad he doesn't live near me. Splendid Chaos likes to look cool. Like, oh, you're 51. What are you worried about? What the fuck am I going to do with a 51-year-old? Ew. Come on. Come on. Come on. Seriously? Joy, if you're the real Joy Behar, I dare you to call. Wait a minute, isn't her show on like now? Oh, man. So, I mean, that's part sum up all a lot of the comments here. So, I mean, now they're trying to start a movement to get me kicked out. yeah. I decided to continue my assault on OKCupid because since it's full of liberal douchebags that you know, a bunch of man-hating women that can't, and a bunch of fucking ladyboys. I just decided to go to my trusty, my guru, Tom Likas, and start posting his, all his, you know, the rules of dating. Like, the three dates rule. Which means if you know, if she doesn't sleep with you within the first three dates, just assume that she just wants to be your friend and move on. In fact, let me read this. This one could be the hardest to follow, but abide by it. Girls know within the first 5 minutes how far they will go with you and will probably do at the earliest possible time. If you've been crossed off the I'll sleep with him list, it is very difficult time and consuming to get back on it. Your time is better spent chasing new prospects. If you're on the list, you could still screw it up by being a jackass. If nothing happened in three dates, it's time to move on. The chances of you sleeping with her by now is very low. The only time you should see her again if there is guaranteed sex. Continuing to pursue her will just cost you more money and waste more of your time. And you know what? I kind of cut it off after the first date. Because again, the girl knows how far she's going to go with you within the first 5 minutes. If she's pulling away from you, if she won't even get close to you, then it's like, oh, alright, well, she just wants to have a free night out on the town, and you know what? I'm not running a fucking soup kitchen here. Seriously, fuck that. Next rule I posted here is, no means no. Regardless of the situation, when a woman says no, stop whatever you're doing or about to do, and get out as fast as you can. Even if you're in the middle of hot, steamy sex, and she says no, you stop what you're doing and you get out. No doesn't mean she's playing. No does not mean just this one time. No does not mean she consents to sex. U.S. laws mostly favor women and rarely will protect a man's rights. Men do not have the same luxury as innocent until proven guilty. Men are tried, labeled, and accused with little discretion. If a woman cries out rape, you will not pass go. You will not collect $200, but you will go directly to jail. It is not worth spending the next 10 years in jail, 10 to 20, in jail and living the rest of your life as a sex offender. And I truly agree with that. I mean, I'm not giving up my freedom because some chick wants to be a bitch. And you know, just be like, I say yes, but, you know, and even then you still got to be careful even after you've done the deed. Especially in the U.S., a woman could change her mind overnight and say, oh, he raped me, even though it was consensual. She could go and scream rape even though it was consensual, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, how do you prove that you didn't rape somebody? Especially with a lot of guys now that have been feminized and all want to be the knight in shining armor, they'll freaking kick your ass before and don't even bother proving it because women are a delicate flower. This falls under the whole feminist movement, how women want it both ways. It's like either you're... Wow. You know, Christy, please don't. Just stop sending me that shit. Please, thank you. Just ew. Oh, man. In fact, this one chick just commented, I agree, as a mother of two teenage boys, that part of no means no is crucial to protect my boys from unfair prosecution. But your assertion that the law favors women is hilarious. Of course you would say that, because you don't see it. You don't freaking do any fucking research. Acquaintance rape is rarely reported, prosecuted to full extent of law, or treated very seriously. Again, is she in New York? Let me see. Yeah, you're not in New York. In New York, you get thrown into the slammer and be like, oh, well, we're gonna turn around and let Bubba rape you for raping this poor girl. And of course, there's always one. I was sexually assaulted by a stranger mere weeks ago. This man is still free while the justice system decides what to do about this. I have to live on the same street as the man who assaulted me because the justice system favors women? You really need to actually learn some statistics. Oh, goodness, I really got to send to the show I did. Just because she's the exception to the rule does not mean the rule is the exception is the rule. She's involved with rape and sexual assault because your bad information can harm the truth that is men is are protected by no by the harm that truth information can harm the truth that men are protected by no means no as much as women are. Really? Okay, let's break down some knowledge about this whole thing. Let's say a male teacher has consensual sex with a minor, one of his students. He's getting locked up in jail for years. There was this one case I remember in upstate New York. She was fined $1,000. $1,000 for having sex with a child. Oh, really? Yeah. Great. Thunderbar, right? Man. It's just funny here. Anyways, next one is the $40 limit. In fact, especially in New York, I just raised it up to the $60 limit. Likas 101 students are cautioned against spending more than $40 on a date. The reasoning behind this Likas opinion that more money spent during the date will not necessarily lead to a better chance of sex. No, contrary. The belief of more uniformed men, of most uniformed men, if the person as a student is dating does not want sex by the third date, a Likas 101 student is instructed to dump that bitch. Likas asserts that as a matter of convenience to his students that if a woman does not have sex with them by the third date, it means she has no intention of ever doing so, which is true, very true. Again, which is why I usually... If the first date, nothing happens, and the only reason why I say first date, because usually the dates that I've been on, the girls, they've given up on the first date. First date. And if they don't, I've never seen them again. If you have to go on several dates before reaching your girl, this makes girls very expensive. How do you do this? There are several ways to cut costs. If you are going out to dinner, eat first. Then at dinner, just order a salad or a bowl of soup. What a girl is going to eat more than a guy, especially if it's the first date, does she want to look like a little piggy in front of him? Actually, that's kind of a lie. Because girls don't give a fuck, especially here in New York. They don't give a fuck. They'll just be like, oh, I want this, 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 and this, and this, and this. And all of a sudden, you know, you got an $80 bill. Because she wants to drink. Oh, no, I got a question from Christy. But how many of those girls you fucked on the first date did you want to see again? In fact, I've had relationships after, you know, after I've had sex with them. I started with them. Many of them I do want to see again and have sex with them again and be with them and all that. Because then I know they feel the same way. See, that's the problem, because, you know, you could like a girl all you want, and you don't know if she likes you back. The moment she has sex with you, and afterwards it's like, oh, well, all right, then you know for sure. But then again, I mean, you get that frustration out of the way. Does that answer your question? Try to avoid the dinner when you're asking her out. Say something like, well, what time are you eating dinner? She might think you're asking her to dinner, but no. When she gives an answer like, oh, I was thinking about 7:30, you make your move and say, okay, about an hour and a half to eat. I'll pick you up at 9 and we could get some drinks. You've done it. She'll probably look dumbfounded for a second or think that you are a little dense, but you have just won. The entire dinner you don't have to pay for. The money can be better spent on buying her liquor and getting her to a place to have some fun. Getting her back to her place. Yeah. And I'm going to read this one, and I know it's going to piss off somebody here. But, again, does not apply to her. But she's not hearing it. She's not going to hear it. Never date single mothers. Why? You already know their stance on abortion. They won't have one. Don't risk paying vagina money or child support. Her kids will always be number one in her life, and do you really want to take a second place to a woman? I don't think so. Why support another man's mistake? How do you know she's not looking for a support figure or someone to support her financially? Think of all of that and realize that the odds are stacked against you. She's already had one mistake. She won't go for a Hail Mary. More on that below. The last guy didn't stick around. Why should you? That's good. I mean, there's a lot of single mothers out there that are fucking ghetto messes. A lot. Especially when you're in New York City. They don't give a fuck. I don't care. You know. And some of them have gotten smart to this rule. And they won't tell you about it until it's too late. And then, I mean, really, my thing is, if she shows up with her kid, walk away. I did that again, because one chick I saw her again, saw her with her kid, I just decided to go home and save my money. I was like, fuck this. No. Because then I'm going to have, and a lot of times you end up having to play babysitter, especially if it's a young child, because she's out to have fun. You're there to be the babysitter. This isn't to say that some of them aren't very nice. I have been screwed over by ex-husbands or would have been great mates. But if you're just looking to get laid, there are definite off-limits. That's true. More likely, you are hooking up with a girl who wants to try to try at something she messed up the first time. With the hostility of today's legal system towards men, you just don't want to take a chance. Likas insists that some men have been ordered by the courts to pay child support to former wives, even though they are not the biological father of the children. This, he asserts, financially ruins the men for many, many years, making them unable to start a new life with another woman or enjoy the money they earn. And, I mean, the fact that there are rules here that state this prove that there are many, many, many women that are fucked up. But, of course, no one wants to hear that. No one wants to hear that. They all want to hear about the deadbeat dads. They all want to hear about the guys that cheat on their women or the guys that have kids with multiple women. And you know, I agree. Those guys are scumbags. There are many, many men who are scumbags. But you know what? Let's let the shows that deal with that deal with that. This show talks about the other side. And I kind of find it funny that they tried to do a male version of The View, and that shit got canceled. Because you know what? Women don't want to hear men's opinions about anything. They don't want the male side. Male guidance is freaking looked down upon. Even though statistically, you know, many children who don't have a father figure or a father in the household turn out to be fucked up individuals. Fucked up individuals. I mean, I know, if I hear that a girl doesn't have a father at home, I know one thing. She's a whore. She's a slut. She will suck your dick because she's looking for daddy. I said many, not all. Relax. You know, a lot of women don't give a fuck what a man thinks. They don't. Because a lot of women just think they know it all. And if you try to give their opinion, they laugh at you. Because, hey, that's what the sitcoms say. Men are idiots. Men can't give good information. So, not all, Christy. Not all. Relax. Not all. Not all. Just, oh, God. Damn, I'm getting a lot of shit off my chest. But I'm going to continue my fight with OKCupid until they fucking shut me down. love pissing these fucking people off, seeing how misguided fucking society is, seeing how fucking how weak and fucking bitchy men have become. It's like, what the fuck? You know these to be true, but hey, you know, you think you're gonna get laid by acting like a fucking bitch? Okay, then apparently they all want to get, apparently they all want to get be lesbians and shit. Anyways, hold on. Tech, do you have rolls of tits on your back? How many rolls does an average one? Do nipples grow on the tit roll on fat? What? What? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Anyways, the next one is Tabasco sauce. This is if you get laid. Dispose of a used condom by flushing it down the toilet. Since this is not always possible, men are encouraged to carry some hot sauce to pour inside the used condom. According to Tom Likas, there are several cases where women have attempted to impregnate themselves with the contents of a used condom. I personally use the condoms with the spermicidal lubricant. So that way, the sperm is dead. Fine. But here it goes. Impregnate themselves with the contents of a used condom in the effort to extract the child support payments from the man. Likas advises men who use the hot sauce method to get out as soon as they hear a scream, probably indicating that a woman has tried injecting the contents of the condom into herself. Like it says, if you're the risky type, stick around and sue her for attempted extortion. Habanero and Tabasco are too widely used. Put some inside a used condom and kill the sperm. In an attempt to get pregnant, there have been several reported cases where a woman takes a used condom, insert the sperm into themselves, and try to get pregnant. Without your consent, of course. Why? Child support and she's set with your money, especially if you're rich. Do not just leave it lying around. If you use the hot sauce method and you hear a scream, take your stuff and run. If you're risky type, stick around and sue for attempted extortion. Her area is very sensitive to chemicals, and she will think twice before trying that again. So, yeah. Ah, that's nice. Joy Behar hates the fact that I'm telling the truth. And of course, like all women, they're like, oh, you must be gay. You must be gay. Really? Really? Because, alright, so, you know, I'm also a 9/11 truther. Does that make me un-American? Yeah. Because that's the same fucking logic. Same fucking logic. Oh, really? You can't tell the truth about women? You know, it's bad, it's wrong. Oh, my God. You're telling the truth. So, here's something. I've actually did this. I had to put up with this. Well, I didn't have to put up with it. I didn't put up with it. Cell phone and text messages during a date. If a girl answers a cell phone or checks their text messages in the middle of the dinner date, get up and leave. Your response, oh, you look busy. I'm going to go get out of here. While you're so busy, I'm just going to move on, dear. Got to get out of here. Why? The person on the other end is the guy she's going to have sex with when she finally gets rid of you. If she says it's her kids, you're already violating the no single mother's rule. Her work, it's a date and it's late. If her work is more important than you, then it will always be more important. If she says it's her friends, all her friends know she's out. That's just how women work. She can just turn the phone off and wait to gossip until the date is over. And again, I've done this. I've been through this. I was on a date with this chick, and she started talking on her phone. And I tried to take the phone out of her hand. Bad mistake. I'm like, yo, you're on a date with me. Why the fuck are you talking on your damn phone? Well, she didn't hear me. She didn't want to hear me. So I was like, oh, wow, it's cold here. I'm going to put my jacket on. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I just slipped out and left her with a fucking bill. If she's fucking important enough to fucking, if she thinks she's so important enough that she has to take calls while she's on my time, it's my time, then you know what? She could pay for dinner. Oh, imagine I got a phone call. She's like, you need to come over here and pay this bill. I'm like, no. Thanks for dinner. Click. You on the other hand, should carry a cell phone, avoid answering it during dinner, but have your buddies make a call or two. Ignoring her for work makes you look important and in control. She will try to test you and get your attention on her. Sex might be used to get your attention. If a female answers her cell phone in the middle of dinner, Likens advises that the male should immediately get up and leave. He justifies this as follows. So Likens believes if a woman deems a one-on-one student unimportant enough that she feels comfortable answering her cell phone during the date, she is not sufficiently interested in having sex with a man. Leaving immediately, he advises, would save the man a good deal of money in contrast. Yeah. And I've done that. I've left a girl flat out. Oh, you want to answer your phone? Okay, then I'm not paying for dinner. You apparently could pay for dinner. And, oh, no, by the way, eat off my plate. I'm not hungry anymore. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to the show. Come back next week at 10 p.m. While we got some news and commentary. I just had to fucking blow off some fucking steam, especially after this week. Fucking bitches, man. They can't live with them, can't live without them. And ain't that the motherfucking truth? Ain't that the motherfucking truth? Shit. Anyways, fuck the New World Order, and if you don't want to look into what we say, if you don't want to keep an open mind, if you don't want to do your own research, then fuck you too. Hope you're alright if you love me.